This episode is sponsored by Dwarven Plate. Hey, Ed, are you sick of your bullshit elven armor breaking in the middle of a fight?
Of course I am.
Right, I think we all are. Now, with Dwarven Plate, you get a +2 to your AC bonus, and you don't look like a little elfy fairy bitch.
Wow, where can I find one?
You can find it at any Dwarven blacksmith in a town near you.
I'm going right now.
Me too!
5 men in their 30s gather round microphones, playing role-playing games for the enjoyment of nobody. This is Magical Night with the Boys.
Hello and welcome back to A Magical Night with the Boys. Today I'm joined by Gordon. Hey, Gordon.
Hi, Edward. No jokes coming to you this time. Just a simple hi.
I'm joined by Ryan as well. Hey, Ryan.
It's a mediumly magical Wednesday, and this is our 8th attempt at recording the intro, and it's actually going well this time.
And Luis. Hey, Luis.
Hola otra vez, muchachos.
So who wants...
You know I don't speak French.
Who wants to summarize what happened last time?
Last time on Magical Night with the Boys, on our way leaving Hammer Statue Island, we saw a floating specter of a naked lady, which, as we all know, is the most alluring thing to robots. And Kai smelled evil. He didn't smelt it. It wasn't metal. He smelled evil and rode in its direction. But little did we know, it was bait by one of those weird... do you know the name of the fish?
No, it's too. A master baiter.
Yes. And with that, we'll end the episode.
Goodbye, everyone.
So we were baited by a master baiter, much like, you know, Sunday school. It turns out it wasn't a naked lady. It was some kind of vicious fish monster, right, which we valiantly fought off. But it has destroyed the majority of our boat and some of our spirit. And we're now making our way to shore and hoping for the best.
Exactly. So you're in the boat. It's pretty broken at this point. There's a huge hole where actually fish like bit the boat off. And there's water coming in. So you can see the shore. It's pretty far away. So what are you guys doing?
Do I still have oars?
Yes, you do. You still have...
I'm going to row this half boat right to shore.
Right. Well, you're trying to do that, but you can see that the water level in the boat is actually climbing more and more dangerously.
Ugh. I don't need to breathe, so I'm just going to keep rowing.
Right. Does the people slower that need to breathe do something?
It's lower every time. Like,
do the mammals do anything?
Breathing so far.
For as long as I can. Well, I'm going to help out with rowing, I guess, or... Do we have a bucket? I can be pouring, you know, throwing the water off the side?
No bucket.
No bucket?
That seems petty. Oh.
Yeah, you couldn't give us a bucket? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to help out with rowing then.
Right, Marge?
I'm just looking at these two years working their way around it. What was the type of boat?
This is a sloop.
A sloop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you can help with the wind... Bail.
The windbags.
Windbags, yeah.
Is that a thing?
The sails.
The sails.
How many years did you spend at sea, just out of curiosity?
None.
Okay, so you keep rowing, the boat of you are rowing as fast as you can, but like 20 meters down and the boat is actually sinking at this point.
We only got 20 meters?
That's it.
How far are we from shore?
How far is a difficult swimming distance?
40 meters. I'm in real bad shape.
Yeah, and there's an old lady. Let's say 60 meters.
Why are
60
you
meters
bad shape?
I mean, me as a human being, not the character.
Right. It's nothing. You can swim that, like, well, I don't know. I'm not good swimmer.
Okay, let's say 300 meters from shore.
There
300
we go.
Meters from shore right now, and the boat is probably sinking. So you guys need to swim ashore or find another solution.
So this is what I think. Like, we were so close to the shore that Ed wasn't happy about it, so he just pulled the shore away from us, and we could see how the shore is going deeper into the horizon.
Like some sort of fucked up malicious mirage.
So I'll take a bit of what? Constitution check?
Or athletics, shore? If you want to,
I don't know,
to swim.
Athletics?
For swimming?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Give me an athletics check. All of you, by the way.
No.
Oh, no, not you.
I choose not to swim.
Sorry. You're walking?
I'm walking.
Right.
How deep is the water?
How deep is your love?
Not much for you.
I'd say 10 meters deep.
Damn it.
I can't walk on top of Kai's shoulder.
I got a 12.
Yeah, 12 will do it. It's 300 meters. You can swim 300 meters. We can swim 300 meters. You too.
Speak for yourself.
300 meters is a lot. Like, non, like a swim non-stop.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to be tired, but you're not going to, like, drown.
No.
Well, we're also in clothes and with a bunch of equipment. That's far, but I'll take a 12. That's fine.
Yeah, 12 is good. All Marge.
Oh, dude, I'm a natural, like, swimmer. Like, a good 17 just for you.
Them titties real buoyant.
So, all of you guys swim ashore except from Kai, who is walking down on the ground of the sea.
I'm actually still rowing the boat just underwater.
And you reach a nice beach. In front of you are two fields of corn, left and right, with a path in the middle. To your right, there is a small river with a bridge going above it, and a mountain, two mountain cliffs toward your right. What do you guys want to
do? Well, this doesn't look familiar to me at all.
Stop. I recognize these scenery. They look like the map I have acquired.
I show them the map. The map mirrors the description that Edward has so graciously given.
The map is all wet as well.
The map is all wet, but I kind of like, you know, dry it out.
You brush the water off the map.
Listen, he was washing books last time. Oh, yeah! Let's not judge. Sir, could you just clean this for me? I pass him the map.
I submerge it again in water.
I show the map, which shows two fields of corn, and then a bridge, and then a mysterious X marks the spot, which is where I'm assuming they buried the porn. So, I turn to them. We should follow the map.
Ah, y'all got a map.
Yes, well, have I not explained this?
We're also all wet, so I think we should take like a rest.
Take our clothes off? Yeah, you would. Typical dirty march.
So what would you describe yourself right now?
Moist. Comfortable.
Everyone just cringes.
Well, sorry to our last female listener. She's gone now.
So June, we've lost.
See you next time.
So we've lost the Greeks, the women. Who else have we lost? Boat aficionados.
Oh no, they're in.
Librarians.
So what are you guys doing?
I am going to just start marching to the right of the cornfield in the direction of the map. So just to explain the map, what you can see is to the right of the, well, I guess to the east if you want to be, you know,
south.
Well, all maps face north.
Yeah, they do. All of them do.
So what I watched was just taking the map I've taken, which has no compass directions on it whatsoever, and turned it on its right, and made me feel like an arsehole.
Really smugly as well.
Yeah, as if it was obvious. So I decide to head south, and which shows that over the bridge and sort of in between the mountains, there is a passage where an X marks the spot. And we don't know what it is, so we're going to find it out.
So, you go in between the two mountain paths.
So what's the bridge look like that crosses it? Like,
it's a small wooden bridge across the river. Nothing peculiar about it.
Nothing, no trolls underneath it, nothing like that?
Nothing underneath.
Do I see any lights around, like anything that could lead towards civilization or any settlement or something?
So since you're on the beach, it goes a bit uphill. You can see a little farm, and you can see that the cornfield are actually probably depending on that farm. But that's it. No, nothing else.
After getting the treasure.
Treasure for Gael?
For Gael or for us?
I'm convinced.
Right, so you go in between the two mountain paths, and there seems to be absolutely nothing there, just sand.
I start digging with my hands like a cat.
You do that. Dude, I don't know why.
Cats famously love digging.
I'm sorry, out of the two of us, which one of us has a cat?
Aww.
My cat digs for her poop, mainly.
And as you dig, you suddenly fall into something harder, which is like a box, a wooden box in there.
A treasure chest, maybe.
It is a treasure chest.
Oh, my goodness.
You open it and find inside a necklace with a red stone on it.
Ooh!
Who's got a good like magical detection kind of vibe?
Melisandre kind of vibes here.
Yeah, you're going to turn sexy. Like when you take off...
Can a robot get much sexier?
So the necklace seems magical. You're taking it. It seems magical. There's a weird aura to it.
Mm.
Okay, can I roll Arcana?
Sure.
Or do you want me to roll like history?
Arcana.
Arcana works. So I want to... So basically I'm just recalling like lore about spells, magic item, or anything that I don't know, which I don't know about the magical.
You don't know anything?
No. Nope. These rolled really bad or whatever.
So, and inside you also find a ring with a green little stone on it. You know that green is actually the color associated with guile in general.
It was guile's will that I find this.
And finally, next to that, you actually find a little notebook with some handwritten notes. And Ooh. It seems to be written by Calataway. So remember the heroes of the hammers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And basically, as you open it, you kind of see history about how it defeated the barbarians coming towards East Charma, how it destroyed the armies of the frozen land of Eleanor next to Mirandis. And then you can see a description on how his plan was actually to go toward West Charma after and help in Deepwater Keep, which, as you all know, is a big castle on the south of West Charma. Mm. The book stays there, and you don't have any other further information from that.
Okay.
Interesting.
I take the lot.
You take everything?
But I offer the necklace to you two.
I have no need for jewels.
I can inspect the necklace next time we are... camping.
Why don't you put it on? You are such a lady.
You want to add an adjective there?
Pretty ladylike.
Oh my god, he's getting better at this. Okay, I take the necklace and I just put it in my wet pocket.
Put it on, old Marge.
Okay, I have to put it. Okay, I put it right now. Okay.
As you put it on, you feel a surge of life coming through you, and you feel as you were when you were 20 years old.
Damn!
Give me the necklace!
You're still old and ugly, though, but you feel
like... Oh, but
like
I feel horny. I'm like, I just want to fuck everything that moves.
You really understand 20-year-old women, huh?
It's like a 20-year-old man, but...
Yep. Exact same.
It's the same.
Yeah.
You've actually just opened an Instagram account and you're doing like, you know, vodka Red Bulls and shit like that. I think that's what 20-year-old women do now. I'm not sure.
And tweeting and on the tick.
and showing your boobs.
Going on Instagram and Amazon.
And that's the rest of the show with all Kai and all
Danny.
Hashtag
blessed. And whatever the fuck yeet means.
Right, so you find that nothing else seems to be done under the X marked spot. So yeah, you guys want to go toward the Ancient Wood. Both Old Marge and Danny probably knows the way. You probably need to take the path in between the two cornfields.
Should we take a rest to dry our clothing before moving, or
I need to dry my map.
I can help you with that.
I don't think it's gonna be that useful.
Or are we just going to walk like all wet?
Yeah, we could take like 5 minutes to just dry our clothes off, start a little fire. I think we have magic.
We just have a long rest.
Till the morning, because it's still middle of the night.
Oh, right. Yeah, definitely.
Let's. And where we are right now is, we are surrounded by what, Ed?
We're in like a gully.
So here?
Yeah.
It's rocks, like cliffs.
Oh, so we are protected, and there's the only passage towards us is this narrow area. So we are in a well-defended area, and we are going to take a long rest here till the morning.
So I basically enter kind of like the way your computer enters, like sleep mode. Like I'm always on, but like the lights are off, you know?
Okay. Suspended.
So you guys are all sleeping right now?
Well, I'm not sleeping.
Are you?
I'm in like dormant mode. We're like basic functions are still on, but I'm doing some like RAM stuff behind.
You know? So you can still see?
I'm defragging.
Right, but you can still see.
I'm not sure.
Can you still see?
What are these guys doing? They're miming.
In the dark?
They're miming the washing of boobs.
Outside of the dark, like when he's defragmenting the robots.
I don't know what he can see, but I can see perfectly well.
No, that's not a question. It's like, when he's sleeping, does he still have his senses active?
Yes.
I think I do.
Right, so he doesn't sleep.
Yeah, when Warforged rest, I think it's only 4 hours, or that might be elves, but they are like perfectly aware. They don't really need to. Mm-hmm. In fact, it means that we don't need to take turns because you can rest and be our sort of guardian sentinel of the night.
Right. So you're the watch for the entire night, basically, right?
Yes.
Give me a perception check.
Ooh.
Are we deep asleep at this point?
I guess so. Mm. It's like a couple of hours after you decide to take your rest.
Perception check. Ooh, 16.
You perceive absolutely nothing. It's a quiet night.
Are we getting trolled?
Okay, so it's the morning. The birds are singing. You can hear a little like Disney morning musing coming up.
I am so suspicious.
A 16, and I didn't perceive anything.
Right. Can I during while we're waking up and while I'm doing my morning arepas, can I do another check?
Sure.
To understand more about the necklace?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah?
You got a pearl necklace overnight.
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Sometimes happens when I sleep.
8.
Well, I mean, except from the really great feeling it's giving you, you don't know anything more about the necklace.
Okay, fair enough.
Right, it's morning, guys. You're getting ready.
Let's march. Let's get going.
Marching with Marge.
Hey-o.
Right, so you're marching in between the fields. It's the countryside, but it's in between Narm and Mirandis. And so it's a lot of fields again and again for as much as you can see. So you're walking. You're walking toward the Enchanted Woods. You know you're gonna reach at some point the village of Bilton, that both of you know pretty well. You've been there multiple times
Bilton.
In the past.
Ah, Bilton! Got so many good memories from there.
I haven't been here in a long time.
Ah.
As you're walking, you see, in between the corn across the field, you can see a single guy with a dog, with a strange armor that you don't recognize. He didn't see you yet, and he's walking far away in the distance.
One man and his dog.
How weird is the armor? And what kind of armor is it?
Well, you definitely recognize that it's not an armor of East Charma.
Chan, chan, chan.
Dude,
can I roll a perception
check? I recommend
it,
because I'm from Fael.
Yes, you do recognize it.
It's from Fael.
It is from West Charma.
Okay, so I'm going to grab these two and I'm going to pull them into the cornfield.
As you do that, you can see the guy's face turning around in your direction and checking. He takes a spyglass. A long glass?
Telescope.
A telescope.
He sets up an entire... A spyglass.
A spyglass and look in your direction. Fairly confused.
Well, we dart into the cornfield.
Yes, we...
Ryan takes us into his cornhole.
It seems fairly clear that he actually spotted you when he started running.
Yeah, so we gotta be real quick now. They're from, I don't know what part of West Charma he's from, but he's from West Charma, and he probably means some bad news. So let's scamper on through this cornfield here.
So you can see that he doesn't seem to be running toward you. He runs straight into the direction toward Mirandis.
So we should chase him.
Mirandis?
He's like a scout, right? I immediately start running after him.
So we're going to have, you do that. So you can give me a couple of, we're going to have a little skill challenge to see if you manage to catch up with him.
All right.
So one thing, I'd like to do the skill challenge a bit differently. So instead of each of you having a turn one after the other, I'll say that you basically have, let's say like 18 seconds and you can do whatever the fuck you want. So it's 3 turns each, right? And you can do whatever you want in those 3 turns. If one of you actually has multiple ideas, you can throw them around to actually make it more like concrete.
Sure, is that great.
Okay? Yeah, we can all speak at the same time, so it's even better.
Fair point. So if I want to explain that, so you're basically... you're basically running in a straight path in between 2 cornfields. Ahead of you, there is a path that goes perpendicularly. And the guy was on the left, mm-hmm. and he needs to cross your path, keep going on the right, and keep running.
Okay.
Okay? And there is cornfield to your right and to your left.
So I could cast my spell and make him duel me, which would make him come in my direction, if he passes a wisdom saving throw.
So wisdom saving throw.
Yep.
You goaded me into that last time, and when I was editing, I heard myself scream, so I'm sorry, everyone.
So, I raise my hand in the air.
Say, hey.
I compel him to duel me.
Okay, so it's a 12. Does that pass?
That does not pass. So he is now compelled to duel me, which means he will want to approach me and attack me.
Well, that was a short skill challenge. So
I say, come fight me, you lily-livered pussy bitch.
In a magical way, I guess.
Yeah.
Right.
What's more magical than pussy bitch?
So he's running, and at the moment that he crossed the perpendicular line to you, so you can see straight ahead, you start yelling that, and he feels compelled to turn around, and you see that guard is drawing his sword. He's a scout. Clearly, he has a dog with him. It was a civilization scout, that's what I was going for.
Right.
I was like, wow, you must have real problems in public parks. Like, God, I'm surrounded by fucking scouts.
Enemies of the state.
And he's walking slowly toward you.
Okay. Well, I just keep goading him and I stand where I am.
He's more
no, I keep walking towards him.
So I'd like to shout out to him, and I'd like to basically try and lie to him and say, hey, we're from West Sharma too. I'm not fully expecting him to believe me, but just enough for him to doubt himself for us to catch up a little bit more.
Right. Let me roll inside then.
Okay.
While he's compelled to kill me.
What is it? Charisma or wisdom? He fails. He's like, are you guys? Are you from West Sharma as well? Why are you here?
But he's still compelled to fight me. I want you to act all those emotions right now.
Right. No. I want to kill you, actually.
But just me. Him, he's kind of in doubt of.
Right, so he's, confused, he's really fucking confused right now. He's taking his spear off and getting ready to fight.
Maybe
you guys.
He's a Warforged racist.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Mm.
Initiative, nerds.
Why? I haven't rolled my action.
Yeah, but I mean, he rolls that he's gonna fight you for sure. Well, what's your action? Tell me.
Ah, I have a good one. So I grab a rock from the ground.
Throw a rock at
No, no, no. I cast light on the rock. So it's just glowing like a bright rock, and I just throw it towards his eyes.
Okay. So it's okay. You know what? Roll me an attack roll. I see if it fucking hits you.
That's
what
I was.
Why make it glow?
What's his point? Like to
blind him?
Blind him.
Ah, oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
How bright is it, or is it just gonna like?
No, it's quite bright.
Hmm. Well, quite bright. So he's gonna.
Roll me an attack roll to see if you aim correctly.
It really hurt my head, but more than anything, it was. Too bright there.
it was quite bright, actually.
Oh, dude, of course I hit it.
You hit it?
With a good old 8.
Okay, you can all roll me. Well, he's gonna roll initiative with disadvantage then. That's not true. Ah, there's an 8.
But you already said it. You already said it.
No, fuck
you
that.
Go for it.
Fuck that. Roll initiative, nerds. Boom.
Where's your disadvantage at?
There
I'm waiting
none.
For it.
There is none.
I want to tell 9. Everyone that is hearing us. That he's cheating us.
15.
7.
So if we don't attack him and do a prep round where you prepare an action, then we can...
I can boost you, baby.
Kaplow.
So you can see that he's fairly unprepared.
But he's angry.
Fight. He's just a scout. He's not really well harmed. He just has a spear. And he's actually starting. So he's gonna rush toward you, Kai, mm-hmm. and try to hit you with his spear.
I have that mini.
Good luck, scout.
Well, yeah, fucking good luck, right? That is 15.
He doesn't even get close. He goes through it, and I just do like a little like, whoo, dodge to one side. He misses my head.
Cool.
He feels stupid. We're both embarrassed for his effort.
So, yeah, he does that. He's pretty embarrassed, and he's looking at you, Danny, because it's your turn.
Well, how far away am I?
How far away were you behind Kai?
I feel he ran a good few seconds before I did.
15 right.
Feet. Yeah.
Oh, so I'm definitely... Okay, well, I sort of burst out the cornfield then, and I mean, I'd like to end this. So I'd say, no, stop what you're doing. This is all a big misunderstanding. We're on the same side. Put your weapon down. Stop attacking my friend.
Right, okay. Give me a persuasion check.
It's gonna be an 18.
I mean, you can see in his eyes that he's really confused about what's happening, but there is some sort of magic that pulls him toward Kai, unfortunately.
Can you, like, dispel it?
I can. Doesn't mean that Kai will.
Well, it's Kai's turn.
It will dispel the moment I hit him.
Are you done, by the way?
Yeah, I'm done.
So, Kai's turn?
So, yeah, I'm just going to try and... I'm not going to draw my axe. I'm just going to try and slap, like, bitch slap.
But are you running towards him? Or?
No, I'm within range now. If he speared me, then I'm within range.
Yeah,
he's
in range.
So.
No, he... Melee...
Oh, that's a 9.
A 9's not gonna hit.
Okay, so I go to slap him and just miss, and they were both embarrassed because he's missed, I missed.
It's a really weird encounter, isn't
the
it?
The dog is just laughing.
Old March.
Okay, I look at Kai, all like embarrassed of himself. I look at Danny trying to be funny. And
what
I
do you mean trying to be funny? I have a legit plan here.
And it was funny.
I mean, and I cast Bless again. Like this, I will follow right now Gael's spirit, thanks to our friend Kai.
Gael be with you.
Copyright. And I will cast for the three of us Bless, so we all have 1d4 for our next, well, in a minute, attack roll or saving throw, so whatever
nice.
You want, guys.
Great. Is it the end of your turn?
No. I hide in the cornfield.
Okay. You're
brave, brave woman.
Kind of
I
hidden.
Do my best, dude.
We can see a little bit through it, but you're kind
the
of
necklace
hidden.
Works, but not that much.
So you pop out of the cornfield, just bless people, and then pop back in.
Exactly.
Awesome.
So you can see that the scout, with a strange mix of rage and confusion in his eyes, is actually still with his spear in his hand and trying to get another hit onto Kai.
Ooh.
And that's a 21!
That's gonna hit!
Oh.
Yay!
He broke through the shell!
And you will take 10 points of damage.
Holy sugar!
12 points of damage, I'm sorry. My bad.
Okay, I'm still up, don't worry.
So he takes a spear, he managed to hit you fairly well in the side, and then pull his spear back out. You can see that he's only looking at you, he's not even seeing Danny and old Margaret next to it. He's full of rage, his eyes are actually going crazy right now.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Exactly, Danny.
What's the dog doing?
The dog is barking next to it.
Oh. So this isn't like a guard dog. He's brought like a corgi with him.
Yeah. It's a dachshund. He has a small dachshund next to him.
So mischievous.
Which is also the dog Ed wants for himself.
A dachshund?
Maybe.
Mischievous little dachshund?
How do you know that? You told me. Or Anna told me. Somebody told me.
So Anna's dog, not mine.
Give it to me.
Oh, no, Anna wants a dachshund for sure.
What do you want?
A big dog.
A dachshund is literally the opposite of a big dog.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Just get four dachshunds and a trench coat.
The Muppets approach
to him. No, we need that conversation in the podcast, though, just because of that joke.
What's he called in Bojack Horseman?
Yeah, the tree.
Yeah, Vincent the Dolphin. Hey, Vince, how was your day at work at the business factory?
We never know, right? We never know.
No, it's, yeah, because it's really clearly, obviously a kid.
But we don't know.
But they never actually show us that.
Which so is annoying. Even better.
How was your day at the business factory?
Yeah, I'm doing business.
So funny. I mean, so much business.
So, Danny, it's your turn.
So, I see that violence is inevitable at this point, that there is going to be a fight. So I'm just going to back away and give Kai a little bardic inspiration.
Ooh.
And it sounds like this. Here's a metal man with a holy plan. Kai kicks ass with help from his friends.
A single tear rolls down Kai's cheek.
Oil.
So I sing that and I back away into the cornfield. So you now have D6 to use on any roll that you want.
And a D4.
Hell yeah.
From my less.
Nice. If you miss now, then shame bells.
Is that the end of your turn?
That's the end of my turn.
And you also hide in the cornfield.
I'm going to roll an attack roll with my battle axe against this man who has hurt my pride more than he's hurt me physically. Yep, that is 11. That's a 15.
That's not a hit.
Oh, and plus the D4. My bad.
So it's 18? It's 17?
I'm going to add the D4 right now.
Oh.
Nice! So that was, what was it? 15, 19.
It's a hit.
Kapow. So, I need to roll me a D8. That's 8 points of damage.
Right, so you slash him pretty hard, and you can see the moment you do that, the rage glow in his eyes actually disappear, and he seems more afraid and confused than anything happened before.
I've been there, my friend.
Old Margaret.
So, I saw how injured Kai is right now, so I just walk across the cornfield to get us, like, close to him, and touch him in the back, in, like, that neck part that is also real skin.
Where my CPU is.
Nice. And you have cure wounds.
Ooh.
Which I will roll 1d8 plus 6 just for you.
So he's going to heal him.
That's a good old 12.
I feel like a little shiver go down my spine. Ooh.
And there you go.
And I'm back up to full health, baby.
The antivirus.
Yes, that is how I
orgasm.
Woohoo! Aren't you a lucky girl?
You're leaking a little oil
Kirstie,
down there.
I'm really sorry about this.
And if I have movement left, I will hide myself again in the cornfield.
Sure, we can do that.
Nice.
So the scout at this point is fairly terrified. He saw that the wound that he inflicted you just healed himself magically out of the fucking
pretty
blue.
Fucked up.
He just took a big axe. Where did you hit him?
So I went up into the underarm.
All right. and he just falls on his knees and surrenders. Like, I'm really sorry. I'm just a scout. I've been hired in the army only a couple of months back. I don't want to die. Please leave me. Let me leave.
Shall we question him then kill him?
No.
I mean, let him go. Wink, wink.
No, well, I mean, if he answers our questions, then there should be no problem.
We will let you go, Scout. Wink, wink.
Danny, I see King. That.
Yes. Wink, wink.
I'm not seeing the winks as you're just...
No, I'm just seeing it. I'm just saying it. I'm not even winking.
Oh, I thought you were winking at the guy.
I'm just saying the words wink, wink.
So we need to shush the dog first.
Oh, we're not killing a dog.
No, I'm going to say kill a dog.
Luis, come on.
There are some limits to this podcast, my friend.
Hey, you kill a Kenku and everything's all right. You tell to shush a dog and you're a dog killer.
This is a family show. I've actually got no questions.
That's okay. I just want to go. I just want to leave.
Where are the army?
They're next to Mirandis. They're pillaging some villages left and right at the moment.
No loyalty whatsoever. You gave up that information quite freely.
Yes, I'm terrorized right now.
This is very easy. How many are you?
We're I don't know, at least 2,000 men.
Oh, shit, that's a lot.
There's a lot of people. Oh. Can I please go now?
No, where are your boats? When did you arrive?
We didn't come by boats. We went from the big bridge.
Big bridge.
So you know that there is a massive bridge in between East and West Charma to actually connect both continents.
That seems kind of stupid if we
it,
were
it seems
at war
like if we've been at
few...
war for a long time, the first thing they would do is get rid of that bridge.
Yeah, but it's a really solid bridge. It's really massive.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Life lesson, guys. Build bridges, not walls.
Aren't they building a bridge from Denmark to Sweden?
They are.
Which is
they are, right?
Across a lake, basically. Yeah, it's just right tiny. In front of each other. It's nothing.
It's a sea, but sure.
From Denmark to Sweden is right in front of each
there's
other.
Still, there's already a bridge there.
Probably there's more than one.
A few miles.
Sure. Nah.
There's already a bridge to Denmark. We have went way off topic. any Danish fans, feel free to write in about your bridge knowledge.
Can I please go, guys? I swear to God, I'm not going to say anything.
Well, I think it's better we just sort of take you with us, try and find a village, put you in the... Police station? We got police. Yeah, police station. It's canon now.
You're right. Okay, so you're taking him with you?
You work for evil.
Well, I wouldn't say so.
Army has killed many innocents.
We're the good guys, I'm pretty
sure.
Your
army has slain.
So wait. How'd you mean y'all the innocent? How would you mean y'all the good guys?
Well, I mean, you guys have killed thousands of people in West Charma in the past years. You brought the plague to us.
Ah. Recently, though?
Yeah, I don't know
what
happened.
We did not bring the plague to you. It came from a wet food market.
Well, I think we all know it was made in a lab.
And I mean, you broke the truth. You're the first one who attacked us.
No, we did not.
Did we?
Yes.
You, from what you
Why
know,
do you know, Marge?
We started interrogating Marge.
From what you know, the truth was never broken. It's the first time the truth has been broken. It's when you hear the alarm bell actually ringing in alarm.
You have been lied to.
Well, we're not going to kill you. We're going to take you where they can, you know, keep you nice and locked up. And, you know, prisoner of war and all that.
Better than killing.
Yeah, way better than killing.
Yeah, that's my point. Yeah, we can just tie him up and...
I learned that lesson. Mm.
Thank you.
I'm never going to kill again. Guilty swords have got no rhythm.
But he is a member of the Force of Evil. They have raped, they have killed, they have pillaged. Gael demands a sacrifice for the balance.
Well...
Your balance is quite leaning on...
Evil.
Yeah. I think you should reboot your system to figure out what's going on there.
Gael demands a sacrifice, an offering, his hand.
When I first met you, I was kind of intrigued by the idea of Gael. Sounds a lot more murdery than I first thought.
Remember when he said that the first thing he was created was dead? That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
I grab his arm and put it out in front of me.
Danny, do you want to go for it? Last time I tried, I was pushed away.
What, you want me to chop the hand off?
Yes.
No, absolutely not.
It is the hand or his life.
No, neither. All right, I am taking control of this situation. You let him go. He is my prisoner. I will vouch for this boy. and his dash, and you put that axe down. You put it down. Not in the hand, though. I know where this is going. No, drop it. Let it fall to the ground. No.
Oh, I'll drop the hammer.
No.
The axe.
What you got there?
An axe.
All right, because it's on a broad side, so I don't know if this is like two-dimensional or three-dimensional. No, can I just...
Can you give me maybe a persuasion check to see if you persuade...
Against Kai?
I guess.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the result there?
In Dungeons & Dragons, a one is a bad thing.
So you actually convince him to kill the fucking dude?
Yeah, I was going to cut his arm off, but then you convince me, I just go straight for the neck.
Or...
Ka-chump!
Terrible.
He's dead.
A tear runs down Margaret's... left eye.
All must pay the price.
I pick up the dashund and face it away. Y'all don't need to see that.
He's crying, licking your face a bit, but sadly.
Wow, you really should not be loyal to me this quickly.
Well, you are a bad dog.
Says the guy calling everyone master.
I would like to search the scout.
For points.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I'd like to search the body for maps or anything or...
You don't find a map, you find 5 gold coin.
Sweet. Gael rewards.
You know what's worse? That every time he killed somebody, it was right after I healed him. So I'm really ashamed of myself.
You need to stop powering him up.
Yeah.
Like giving cocaine to a fucking homeless people or something like that.
But they I don't think the balance must be maintained.
All right. Well, we can carry on. But first, can we make a quick cairn for the scout?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to gather some rocks, and we don't really have time to dig a grave. We're going to gather, you know, a bunch of rocks and just lie the body out and cover the body in rocks, give it a semi-respectful sort of burial.
Yeah, I think I'd back that. He died, you know, in the name of Gael. I'll help out with that.
All right, so dashing under my arm, we leave.
All right.
So I'm taking the dog with me.
Yeah, of course you are.
What's it called?
Master.
The name of the dog is Master.
Yes.
Not confusing. Perfect. So you keep going in between the cornfields. It's getting less and less agricultural. Mm. And as you keep walking toward the enchanted woods, you see in the direction towards the village of Bilton that you know fairly well, a huge smoke, dark smoke coming up in the sky.
We're too late. This must be one of the village they've been raiding.
Why don't you save more of their troops?
I didn't save any.
I didn't. And B, I might.
So you're reaching a crossroads toward left. You actually can go toward the Enchanted Wood. And toward the right, not far away, only a couple of hundred meters back, there is the village of Bilton. You're up on a hill, and you can clearly see that something happened there. You can clearly see that the smoke is coming up from the village. Something fairly dramatic happened there.
For me, it's really saddening to see that village on fire. But we have a task to do, which is just gathering the mercenaries from the Enchanted Woods.
You don't think we can maybe scout around? Because if the enemies have gone, maybe there's still people we can save.
Wrong. Gael demands the protection of the innocent.
You're just
our
the
definitions
worst.
Are quite flexible. So I'm voting for going to the village, because I want to protect
the innocent. I'm voting for going to the Enchanted Forest.
Village it is.
So and we split the party.
You split the party?
No. I'm just joking.
Right. So you go toward the village. You reach it and you can see that clearly it has been pillaged. You can see dead bodies left and right, burned house everywhere. No signs of life at all. And in the middle of the village, you see a huge, massive hole on the ground, like if there was a huge explosion. And next to it, you can see Brisen Calf. It was the dwarf that you actually know pretty well from the village of Narm. And he looks really sad looking at the massive hole in the middle of the village.
What was his name again?
Brisen.
Brisen.
And he's okay? He's not injured or anything?
He's totally fine.
Okay. We just get close to him. Or at least I do.
Is it just you that knows this guy, Old Marge?
You know him as well. So you know Brisen, he's passing by the village of Narm fairly often. He doesn't live there, he's an adventurer, so he goes left and right. But since he's been in the village multiple times...
He was a guy we had talked to in the village.
is sitting next to a massive hole in the middle of the village. You can see that that's clearly something strange has happened here.
So yeah, I get closer to him and tap his shoulder, sat down right next to him and ask him what the fuck just happened here.
Well, I don't know. It's my hometown. I was going back after multiple months on West Sharma, and I can see that. I'm guessing it's the people from West Sharma. They've been pillaging. I don't know what happened here, though. It's devastating.
But have you seen any of the army troops?
No, I didn't see anything. I left right at the same time as you, going back toward my village to actually meet my folks. I'm on a really important mission for the steward of the king. And I was going to stop to see my folks, but they're dead now.
Fuck. So I just look around. Can I do a perception check? I see somebody that is just alive or between the scombros, that word.
Give me an investigation check.
Yeah, I will do that. Okay, that's a 13 plus 2 for sure. So that's a 15 for you.
Right. So you're looking around the rest of the village, the rest of that massive house that obviously exploded. But before you can find anything, you hear a strange noise to your right, strange noise. You can look around and you see a massive creature eating on a corpse.
Oh. How massive? Describe the creature.
So it's like a giant worm-like creature. It's white with lots of tentacles going out of his mouth. His mouth is like full of teeth, a bit like the giant worms in Dune. Maybe you've seen that movie
like
already.
Cthulhu,
I'm not sure.
Had a son with sandworms.
How good was that film, huh? Nice.
Unsure yet.
Future-proofing this episode.
And that's it for tonight.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week on Magical Night with the Boys.
Magical Night with the Boys!
It really means a lot to us that you guys are listening, and the fact that you got this far through a whole episode and even whatever this outro is, it really means a lot to us. So to everyone still here, sincerely, thank you.